Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We are all well here. You've got Simon, Sasha and Paul in studio. You're going to talk to us, I believe, today about Eurovision and Israel being accused of heavily restricting foreign press access. Why would they do that?
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, it seems like I'm discussing Eurovision almost every week with you guys. And quite frankly, I hate Eurovision. But yes, I am proud it's coming to Israel, but it does bring with it a lot of challenges. And one of those challenges that I have to deal with is some of the appalling media coverage. And that's before Eurovision has even got here. So obviously the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Brigade, is trying to cause as much trouble as possible. And there was an article in the Irish edition of the Sunday Times the other week. And the commentator there, now she made it clear that she's not a fan of Israel. Okay, fair enough. But she opposes a Eurovision boycott by the Irish national broadcaster. Now, to be clear, Ireland is not overly friendly towards Israel, and they've been having a real to and fro about the fact that they are going to be taking part in Eurovision being held in Tel Aviv. And this woman, Justine McCarthy, she suggested that, and I quote, instead of boycotting the show, the broadcaster should bring back news reports from the occupied territories when it goes to Israel for the contest. And she says that though it's an eminently good suggestion, it would depend on Israel facilitating television crews to enter the territories as access is heavily restricted and virtually impossible at the Gaza border. And I was gobsmacked by this, because this country, Israel, has got some of the freest press anywhere, and certainly in the Middle East. And if she really thinks that there's going to be a problem for foreign journalists or television crews to get access anywhere, she is, she's really misinformed. So I sent her an email, a direct email, and I pointed all of this out.
Yeah.
And, I'd say this, but sometimes the letters pages of a newspaper are kind of the place where the newspaper tries to bury stuff that they don't want to admit they got wrong. Because this woman, Justine McCarthy, she basically said, oh, can I send this to the letters page? She didn't bother engaging with me. But, you know, I thought, fair enough, probably make the letters page. And it did the next week. I'm quite happy I've got a letter in. And I basically told her the following, that she's absolutely wrong. There's virtually unrestricted access for foreign journalists throughout the disputed territories.
Yeah.
And the real restrictions are actually on Israeli journalists for their own security and safety. And there's nothing stopping foreign television crews from entering Palestinian towns and cities with or without press accreditation. So, she's really on the wrong track. And likewise, she talked about Gaza as well. We have the Erez border crossing, and that's specifically for facilitating access to Gaza for diplomats, non-governmental organization workers, and foreign journalists, assuming that the security situation is okay. So the question really is, why is there so much coverage of Israel and the Palestinian territories in the international media? And it's certainly not due to any imagined Israeli restrictions on press freedom.
So interesting you say that, because last week Al Jazeera had a massive headline saying exactly the opposite, saying that Palestinians are being ignored and their story isn't being told. And it's just really interesting. I suppose it just depends at which side of the story you're coming at it from. Simon, just very interesting as well that Iceland as well seems to have a big problem with Israel hosting this competition. Iceland and Ireland.
Yes, I'm not sure it's anything to do with countries in Europe beginning with the letter I. But yes, Iceland does seem to have a problem. And they've got a really, really strange act that has won their chance to represent Iceland at the Eurovision. And they're into some sort of fetish stuff. I don't know. It's not my thing. But they've said rather than boycott it, they want to actually make a political protest. I don't know what that means. Does it mean that they're going to suddenly unfurl a Palestinian flag on the stage on live TV in front of millions and millions of viewers worldwide? I hope not. Likewise, if they support, BDS and things, I do hope that they don't get stopped at the border, because I think that would end with a far worse PR disaster than they're trying to provoke.
Wow. Interesting times, interesting space. We're going to be watching with huge interest. Simon Ploska, as always, thank you for speaking to us, and hopefully the same time next week.
Thank you.